Blog Talk Radio.
Baltimore Avenue, Old Lime Bistro and Fine Spirits. We'll be there with everything that you need to promote your business. Promotion of business is hard. It's even harder if you don't have the information. This morning, I'm going to give you 7 tips about online marketing. If you're on a tight budget, people don't have money. And what they're looking at is how can they market their business online. Online business is there. Before we go into the 7 tips of online marketing, I want to talk about upcoming event, Silent Tears. Silent Tears is October 19th. Carolyn Washington has been doing this event for years, and we've been a part of it. We endorse it. It's something that's needed. You need to understand that people are going through things silently. They are talking about it, but they're still going through it. It's called Silent Tears. Women and men are being abused and being misused and being underestimated with information and things that are happening to them. But this opportunity to come out and support the women groups. Be There magazine will be there. Meet Carolyn on October 17th at the world's largest networking event. She'll have tickets. She'll have opportunity for you to support what she does, and it's so important. It's so needed. We'll be right back with Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. Talk about business. We tell you where to go, who to call, how to get there. We allow you to come on and talk about your business. And today we're talking about opportunity about how to market your business on a tight budget. I mean, it's really, really hard nowadays because money is tight. 7 tips for online marketing on a tight budget. The World Wide Web is a tool with endless limits. Endless limits. There's so much you can do on the World Wide Web. If you're not familiar with the World Wide Web, the internet, you have to get on board. It's no longer something you can negate. It's no longer something you cannot be involved in. Facebook, Twitter, internet marketing. If you have a business, you're dead in the water. Dead as Julius Caesar, if you don't understand internet marketing. Creating and maintaining a business presence online is more practical than ever before. In fact, online companies are popping up out of the woodworks. However, I can vouch that their sustaining a successful online business is easier said than done. You don't just jump out there and do this. I've been doing this over 31 years. Publishing, networking. I've been online 15 years ago, 20 years ago, we went online. We were one of the first magazines to go online, not because we wanted to. We were forced to because of the economy and the opportunity of printing. Print became very, very expensive. That's where the Washington Post saw the vision. They sold the Washington Post. Sold the Washington Post because of online internet marketing. With the immense amount of information on the internet and the users largely having the control to view exactly what they want, getting your product in front of potential customers can be challenging, to say the least. Over the years, I've learned a lot about how this works and what fails terribly. when it comes to marketing online, today times are tough. Most companies have little room left in their tight budget when it comes to marketing. But I'm going to give you 7 tips on what you can do to market your business on a tight budget. On a tight budget. We'll be right back.
Marketing
what we call a seminar right here at WAPA. You can come here at WAPA, sit down, we'll go through all the five things you need to make money on the internet and market your business, and they're absolutely free. However, sticking solely to free formats online marketing might not be the best strategy for your company. Carefully determine the outlets that are most necessary for your product and be willing to spend some money and get results. Give BVAN Magazine a call, 202-445-1131. Give the man who shakes the hand of many who have helped thousands of people since 1972. My name is Russell Price. I'm the hardest working man in marketing. My number is 202-445-1131. Come out October 17th to the world's largest networking event. Spend a little money on marketing, advertising, and networking. It will benefit yourself. Brand yourself. Brand yourself. Set yourself apart from the competition. There are thousands of companies trying to sell products on the internet. Thus, you need to make your brand unforgettable. Unforgettable. This means that you begin with your website. Your domain name should be your company's name if it's all possible. If there are companies online with names similar to yours, you may even want to consider changing your name to one that will be easily not confused with others. Acquire a domain name that has few other people involved by using the hosting services, very affordable, even if it's the smallest budget. The way you can brand yourself is viewed by your customers is really up to you. But once you figure it out, be consistent and stick with it. We have been sticking with branding Be There Magazine. I've branded it. I've also branded my name, Russell. Russell, Russell Price. People know Russell. People know what I do. People know how they call me the grinder. I am the grinder, Russell Price, the hardest working man in marketing, a.k.a. the grinder. I grind. I work hard. I've been doing this for over 31 years. We'll be right back. Lot of money on a tight budget. Search engine optimization. When someone enters a search query into the search engine, they are looking for what they are looking for by word, but are you going to pop up? So how do you make this happen? Essentially, you need to make your website more appealing to search engines. Do this by using keywords that are commonly searched, backlinking your site, customizing the headline and descriptions, etc. You can admit this by doing this every day. Put keywords in your website. It clicks. People will then see your website first because the search engines will pick you up. And that's what you want to do. You want to be picked up. Here's something that people neglect to do, and I want you to take it seriously. It's blogging. Blogging is a new way of really, really, really setting yourself apart. Blogging, the more content on your site, the more opportunities there are for search engines to pick you up. Blogging can be a great way, and it's free, way to generate leads and links to your site. But don't just produce content to produce content. Write quality blogging posts that will engage the readers. Yes, blogging or more established blogs and other ways to get more traffic to your own site. Social media. Don't just sign up for these services and then forget about it. Start being active on social media. These sites should be used to promote your blog sites, your blog posts, communicate with customers. However, most people don't follow companies on social media unless the company gives them a reason to do so. Of course, give them a reason. It's a reason that people follow Facebook, Twitter, Be There Magazine. We give them a reason to follow us. We give them a reason to follow us. I give relationship information. I give information about how to make your business better. Just this talk show alone, the Russell Price Morning Show, it's all about you. It drives people to my website. It drives people to my blog. It drives people to Be There Magazine. You're going to hear more from us. You're going to hear more from us every single day. We're going to be in your face, Be There Magazine. Give us a call right here on the air, 347-637-1577. We'll be right back.
We're talking about so many things that's happening today, but you got to pay attention.
Also, we're going to have the Norman Brown, Kurt Browning, Rick Brown. That's going to be at the Birchmere at 7:30. Crafting Inspiration Speeches on Abraham Lincoln and Martin Luther King still motivate us today. And that's going to be in College Park, 3800 Clarence Smith Pack, University of Maryland. That's going to be at 7:30 tonight. An evening with Raheem Devine at the Howard Theater, 8 p.m. tonight. 8 p.m. tonight, Howard Theater. Norman Brown, Kurt Ballum, and Rick Ballum. This can be at 6 p.m. at the Ram's Head at 33 West Street, Alexandria, Virginia, Annapolis Road, I'm sorry. Also, the Fashionably Business Mixture Networking and Conversation, 6:30. At Letro Gulch Boutique, 1527 I Street Northwest. That's going to be a really interesting thing to do, because it's going to be the DC Fashion Foundation presents the Fashionably Business Mixer, networking conversation with complimentary treats and cocktails. Discussion. Veterans boutique owners share hidden and unforeseen challenges when opening and managing successful boutiques. What they're looking for and when they're buying from designers. Event speakers is Teresa Watts, Metro Gooch Boutique, also Sharon Fraser Boutique. They're all going to be there. So you be there. It's from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. The address is 1527 I Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C. Don't miss this opportunity to business mixer and network with conversations. Also, what else is happening? What else is happening? We'll be right back.
Money, money, money.